Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettiner, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society, to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. My guest today is George Lozaitis, who is directing the Hampton Theater Company performance of Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, which will be taking place. Opening day is May 22. And when is the last day for the show?
Sunday, June 8th, matinee.
And it's at the Quag Theater.
Correct.
Tell me, first of all, why did you choose to take on the job of directing this very emotional production that Albee wrote?
Well, this year is the 40th anniversary of the Hampton Theater Company. And we've done two other wonderful productions this season. And we wanted to sort of cap off the season with something special. So we decided last year, we decided that we would do Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Which is mostly, it's two couples. My writer is a two couples and one woman.
Correct. It's two couples. George and Martha are the main characters. And they invite a younger couple new to the university that George works at to come after a party to have another party at their house.
And then all hell breaks loose.
All hell breaks loose. Yes. And Nick and Honey are caught in the middle of the hell.
How have you honed your directing skills beginning many years ago?
I've been doing this for probably more than 55 years. I studied acting and directing at the HB Studio in Manhattan, as well as in college. And for many years, I was a theater arts director at Ward Melville High School in Setauket, where I directed many, many productions, 81, as a matter of fact. So over the years, with some training and some study and some research, you develop certain ways, certain techniques. Of course, every cast is different, so you have to, be able to sort of transfer what you know to working with different actors. And it becomes a collaboration. I like actors to make suggestions. I like actors to take part in, shaping the production.
How do you cast it? Do you have a group?
Well, three of the parts were cast from the company. And I say that because the two leads, Andrew Botsford and Rosemary Klein, are actually founding members of the Hampton Theater Company, and they've been with it for 40 years. So the three of us decided to do this play as, again, a cap for the 40th season. The part of Honey I cast from a company member, Amanda Grimesman. The only actor that we cast from out of the company is a newcomer, Cameron Eastland from New York. And we held auditions, and I picked Cameron out of 31 or 32 different actors. And it's good to have someone, some fresh blood in the company. And it's a very tight cast.
What part does Cameron?
Cameron plays Nick, the young professor who's just new to the college.
No, the woman that you hired,
young woman is Honey. That's played by Amanda.
And that's who you auditioned?
No, I auditioned Cameron, who plays Nick.
Okay.
And Andrew Botsford plays George. Rosemary Klein plays Martha.
And have you been, it's at the Quag Theater, which is a charming little theater that not a whole lot of people know about because they're all, the drums are always being banged for West Hampton Beach Performing Arts and Southampton's Guild Hall. Talk a little bit about the venue. Are you always at the Quag Theater? Is this the company for the theater, or have you performed elsewhere?
I've performed elsewhere. I've been involved with a group in Bellport for many, many years, a Playcrafters Theater Company. I've done other shows across Suffolk County as well, but I've been with the Hampton Theater Company for, this is, I think, my 18th year at the company. I started as an actor. I auditioned for Glengarry Glen Ross in 2008. I was cast in the play, and I also mentioned to the company that I'm interested in directing. And actually, I started directing two shows later. And I've been acting and directing on and off for about 18 years.
Do you have another life other than being a director?
Well, some, some. I've been retired from teaching for 20 years. So the theater takes up quite a bit of time, but I have a home life. I'm very happily married. This year I'll be married for 55 years. I like to fish, and theater interrupts the fishing, but I get out there whenever I can. So I do have a life, but theater is a big part of it. Always has been.
Yes. Where are you from originally? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Patchogue. And right now we live in Bellport. We've lived in Bellport for over 40 years.
Have you had any well-known actors as guest performers in the plays?
Well known to the East End, perhaps. Matthew Conlon. Actually, Andrew Botsford and Rosemary Klein are quite well known on the East End.
Yep.
They've performed, I believe, in other venues as well. But as far as named actors, I can say we have, or I have.
Well, so, and you said that this was the finale. So is the theater company largely in existence in the spring, winter, and fall?
We operate from September to June. And over the summer, the Quag Junior Theater League takes over the theater, and they do productions, youth productions.
What were the last two you did here?
The last two that I directed?
Yes.
The last one that I directed was Neil Simon's last play, Rose and Walsh. And the one before that was Over the River and Through the Woods.
Tell me a little bit about the Albee play you're going to be doing. What do you think his purpose was in writing it? Or,
well, I think his purpose was to investigate, I think, the overall concept of what marriage is in an extreme way. I think he was also writing about certain changes in the social mores of the time. I mean, the play was definitely a groundbreaking play that changed theater.
It won many awards, too.
Won many awards. It's had a few revivals in New York. And it's just, it's, in my opinion, it's right up there with some of Shakespeare's greatest plays on the, you know.
What makes you say that? What about it is so extraordinary?
I think the depth of the characters, the intensity of the emotion. One thing that people don't realize is that it's also quite funny. quite funny. Moments you are laughing, and the next moments you are amazed at the intensity. So,
I think it's the most famous of the plays that he ever wrote.
I believe it is, probably.
And he lived out here. I knew him. He wrote the introduction to one of the books I wrote, and he was an extraordinary man. And he worked in a barn next to the Montauk Manor and took it over and made it into a place where he could experiment while he was at his home, lived out on the old Montauk Highway on the ocean. It was quite a guy and quite a time out here back then. How long has the theater, the Quark Theater, been around? Do you know that?
The Quark Theater has been around for 40 years, not necessarily at the Quark Village Hall, but they've been in existence for 40 years. I think the first production they did, Anne Frank, was presented in the West Hampton Middle School.
And then they converted, what buildings did they live, did they produce in early on, and now where is it?
Well, I hear stories that they, at one point, performed in a tent. Not exactly sure where that was, but there's a 40-year narrative that Andrew Botsford and Roger Moley wrote that's been in the programs for the last two productions. And it appears also in the program for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, that goes back to the conception of the company to the present day. And it's quite informative. If you want, I can send you a copy of that narrative.
Well, that would be very nice.
Okay, I will.
Finish up. Do you have any plans yet for the fall? Oh, I have one other question was, what time is the performance?
The performance, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. Sunday matinees are at 2:30. And on June 7th, we have a double performance, a double header, 2:30 matinee and 7 o'clock curtain.
Well, that's going to be quite a time. And I think it brings a wonderful element to the community, and as much pretty much is also so active for people who want something like this, not only to see, but also be part of if they join the group. You told me earlier you're on the board of.
Yes, yes.
Which presumably is a nonprofit. And it needs money to operate. I know that story.
Yes.
Do you have any plans for any other plays coming up in the next fall?
Well, we're in the process of deciding our season. I believe we've picked one of the plays for next season, and we're still, developing that. So at this time, I really can't say what the definite season is, but that will be probably announced in the program for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Well, thank you for being on this, and I hope we get a good crowd. I'll run it in the paper on the 22nd, 23rd, when you have your opening, and it'll be up there forever.
Thank you. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.